Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, and you get to ask questions from the Akashic Records about your life, about how things are, the meaning of life. And what I do is I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And I also teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And I also teach people how to access other people's Akashic Records. So if this is of interest to you, I hope you stay tuned. We have a brand new call-in number tonight, and I'm so excited to give it to you. So it's just one number, and you can call in your questions. And that number is 415-762-1161. And remember, you're listening to bbsradio.com. And this is Akashic Wisdom, and I'm Donna Fox. Also, just want to say that you can also email me questions at info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show, akashicwisdom.com, info@akashicwisdom.com. You can certainly email me questions. And tonight, you know, we ended up last week, we talked about, I just want to clear something up. Last week when I said that I would be available for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I was available for telephone calls at my private number. I thought I had made that clear, so I wasn't on BBS Radio if you folks were looking for me. And I'm going to extend that instead of New Year's Eve, because I hopefully will be busy. I'm going to have a metaphysical New Year's. So anybody in the Cleveland area that is looking for a metaphysical New Year's Eve experience, please give me a call. I'm going to give you my private number. It's 216-691-1233. So we're going to do some meditation, and right around 11:30, we are going to go ahead and put together our own visions for the new year, and so we can really anchor a lot of light. It's really important to understand that every time you think about light and anchoring light, and you think about love, that you anchor columns of light wherever you are. Even if you're at the grocery store and the clerk behind the cash register is really being a jerk, if you can just send love and anchor light, you've just created a beautiful column of light. So that's something that we're going to be doing on New Year's Eve here. And I would love, if you're in the Cleveland area and would like to join myself and my metaphysical friends, please give me a call at 216-691-1233, and you can give us, and we will be here. Okie dokie. So I would love to talk to you. But for tonight's program, if you want to call in and be on the air with a question, you're going to call 415-762-1161. Okay, so now I want to talk about last week. We ended up the program. There was a wonderful question about the validity about Christianity and who began Christianity and religions and God and things like that. And it just opened up a whole discussion around there, at least it did with me in the records. And we've talked about this before, and I really want to, and the way we ended the program last week was we mentioned that any dogma that is based on fear is false. And so whether that's a religion or a belief system, or which religions are belief systems, but what's important to understand is that when I asked the records, what is the truth of that? What they were explaining to me is that all religions, all spiritual leaders that depend on fear to maintain their followers, all leaders that depend on disempowering the people rather than empowering the people, all of that is that's based on fear is not about the true concept of what God is, at least the God of our universe, the God of our planet. Now, there's people that have been talked about the fact that there are many gods that rule our planet. I mean, it's another belief system, if you will. And what's interesting about that is that I have a friend, and I'm just going to explain it from what her conversation with me. This particular person is a born again Christian, and I have a CD that's called Remembering Your Magnificence, and it was brought forward from the records, and the CD is all about how we remember home and remembering our own magnificence and remembering that we are perfect just the way we are and remembering. I mean, it's really beautiful. It's done. The whole text of the information from the CD is like a meditation, but it's not something you have to fall asleep to. Although many people that have purchased it fall asleep to it, and it's actually done a lot of shifting in their lives and have brought a lot of comfort. But what it is, it's statements that were brought forth from the records for us to remember our perfection and the fact that we're loved and the fact that we're loved also is that not only that we are loved, but we are loved and that we are held in the arms of angels. And it's really, I'd never done a CD before. And when I brought forth this CD, I was quite astounded by not only the depth of the information, but the shift it had in me. In fact, Steve Rother from Lightworker.com had mentioned to me when he heard it that there are it's vibrational healing. There's vibrational healing not only within the words but within my voice on the CD. And the music is that's put behind it. It's quite beautiful. It's very professionally done. I'm actually was just humbled and so proud to be a part of creating it with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. And so play it for babies when they're born, play it for babies when they're sleeping so they can remember home longer, play it for any age group, for anyone at any time. But anyway, so I gave this CD to this friend, and there was like, and we can have more than one friend. They don't have to believe the way we do. But what this person did is they actually gave the CD back and said that we worship different gods. That it was beautiful, and she only wished that it was true. And another person that was also a born again Christian gave. This is when I first brought it out. I gave him a cassette because he was a musician. He also said to me that it was that he could not listen to it, nor would he. He could not listen to it again, nor could he let his children listen to it because it was way too loving, and that because Christians were born in sin, they had to understand how to get themselves out of it, or I really don't even remember. All I heard was way too loving, we're born in sin, and we are not that perfect. So, which is totally foreign to my understanding and my knowing of who God is. And I don't mean to be preachy. This is not about being preachy. It's about you just looking into your heart and attempting to remember all the things you've ever heard about God, divine, Jesus, everything. It doesn't even have to be God or Jesus. It could be Muhammad. It could be about anything. It could be about any deity. And what I want you to do is I want you just to open your heart, and I want you to imagine how there could be anything but love in this world from a divine being that created us. And the best example I can give on that is if for those of you who are parents, and for those of you who have children, and when they were babies, and little ones, and for those of you who have animals and love your animals so much, possibly you don't have children, but you have animals instead, or maybe, you know, you have whatever it is, I want you to think about a child. And as a parent, I want you to imagine what would your child have to do for you to relegate that child to an eternity of pain? What is there anything they could do that you would assign the torture of a child, a part of you, a part of your being, to an eternity of pain and suffering? And when you think about the fact that, I don't know about you, but as a human being, I could never do that to anything I loved. I don't care what that child did to me. I don't care what they did to me. I can't even imagine relegating a human to an eternity of torture, no matter what they have done, because the torture or the pain, that's not for me to judge. It's not for me to assign. At the same time, it's not for God. That's not God's job, you know? God didn't create hell. And this particular planet, in this particular environment, we have to realize that we, as humans, have choice, and we can choose to create our life as a heaven or a hell. And once we get out of the idea of blaming other people for our circumstances, then we have made the first step in creating heaven. Because no one can take away anything from you regarding your attitude and your beliefs. You see, we have a very, very challenging time now. There's a lot of poverty out there. There's a lot of possible poverty. There's a lot of doubt out in the world. And I am here to tell you that this is not God's doing. This is choice of experience from humanity as a whole. It's a choice, okay? It's just a choice. It's a choice of understanding that when we choose one thing, they're talking so fast I have to stop for a minute here. And let me just explain that what happens is when I receive this information, I don't interpret it. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, sometimes feel, and then I will tell you what is my opinion, what's not. It's like in my experience I'll say, or my opinion is. But the idea is the record keepers, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha would like you to know that it's this experience that we call life on planet Earth is all about us learning and remembering to move back into the love of self. And that's what is sometimes so hard to do. And there's a statement that I would like to just impart to you, is that when humans learn to love each other the same way they say they love God, there will be no more wars. Because when you love somebody, You cannot hurt them. You don't want to hurt them. And so for those of you who are in relationships that are that have cruelty in the relationship, that have inconsiderations in the relationship, I want you just to look at how much do you love yourself that you would allow someone to hurt you? See, it's really not about that other person. Because they are only experiencing or trying to give you love that's what they learned how, but it has nothing to do with true love. The only barometer for true love is how it makes you feel. And the only way that we know that we're in experience of true love is when we feel love for ourselves and we are empowered by the relationship. True love empowers us. And true love of ourself empowers us. We are. When we walk around and are loving, we are in an empowering place. It's not a place of jealousy, and it's not a place of envy. It's a place of love. Now, does that mean that there's no anger, that if you're not, that you have to constantly be loving and it's not okay to be angry? Absolutely not. You know, we signed on for a human wiring. We're in a human body. We have human emotions, and some of those emotions are anger. There's nothing wrong with being angry as long as you don't allow the anger to dominate your life. It's like feel the feeling, feel the anger, and move on. The same thing with forgiveness. You know, when we don't forgive ourselves or other people, we give them the power to rule our life. And then we have to ask, who's the driver here? What's driving my life? Is anger driving my life? Is revenge driving my life? Is blame or guilt driving my life? Or the lack of forgiveness driving my life? So you have to look at all these things. And so all of these things that we're talking about here, again, I'm not going to tell you what you want. There's other words here. The recommendation is that you consider, what would your life be like if you could live in a state of love? And this is not la-la-la blissful. It's about a state of love that creates peace, contentment, and groundedness. This is not Pollyanna stuff. It's a state of peace, contentment, and groundedness. And so is it possible to have that 24/7? You know, I don't know. I'm working on it, but I can't say that I've achieved it yet. And I don't know that anybody here on planet Earth has. You know, because again, we have emotions, and we have just so much to deal with from the time we're kids. We just have so much to deal with, and belief systems that we have to kind of move out of our system. Anyway, so I want to give you that number again. Love to have a conversation with you about this. You can call one number, and it'll roll over. It's 415-762-1161. I want to tell you, first of all, about a very exciting program. I want you to mark your calendars now. January 17th, that's 4 Sundays from now, okay? No, actually, it's 3 Sundays from now, not counting today. So it's next week's the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th. 17th of January, my guest. And, you know, I don't do guests a lot, but I remember I mentioned that I want to start changing my kind of format here. But my guest on that night will be Elena Lieberman. And if for those people who have been listening for the last, it's going on 3 years I've been doing the show, she is my teacher from the Akashic Records. And so I first learned how to work with the Akashic Records through Elena Lieberman. And She used to live in Chicago, and now she's moved and she lives in Florida now. But the reality is she's written a book on manifestation, and it's brought forward from the Akashic Records. Now, I have not personally seen the book yet. Hopefully she's going to be sending me one so I can take a look at it. I've seen excerpts of it, and it's wonderful. And she has processes and meditations, and she has actually done this herself. So it's about manifestation, you know, through the Akashic Records. And this is, it's her book. It's taken her a few years to write it and get it all down right. And she's going to be on the show not only telling us about the book, but also answering questions. And let me give you the name of it. It's available on Amazon.com as we speak. And the name of the book is The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. And it's also available on Elena's website, which is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. That's her website, as well as it's available on Amazon. The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records by Elena Lynn Lieberman, and it's E-L-L-E-N-A-L-Y-N-N Lieberman, L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N. And so I am very excited to be able to have her on the show and talk with her, and I hope that you all tune in on January 17th and tell your friends. I really mean it. Mark your calendar. Because it's we're going to be talking about the profound principles and processes that she has brought forward that instill the spiritual foundation for the dynamic results and wealth in every facet of her life. And so it's really about manifesting through the vision, the heart, and core of the Creator within you. So I would love you to, again, mark your calendars. We're going to spend the whole hour with Elena and talking about her work, and so I want to make sure that you know about that. Okay. All right. So I also want to, just while we're talking about stuff, I want to mention that on January 30th and 31st, there's going to be a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop here in Cleveland, and that's important for anybody who wants to come to Cleveland. And I'm also currently working on, and this is what I need from you guys. I need feedback on this. I am currently working on setting up a teleconference. It's a teleseminar on opening the Akashic Records. And so for those people who are in other countries, that would make it very hard for them to fly in to the United States to learn how to access their own Akashic Records. I would very much like to hear from you if you would like to know more about this. Typically the classes, I think it's going to be four or five evenings. It'll probably be a Tuesday and Thursday evening for about 3 hours each, and we're going to move through. You'll get a manual. And we will do exercises, discussions, and it will be, so this is something that people from all over the world can participate in via a teleconference, and I will be teaching that way. And I'm looking at February to do that. So, but I need feedback from you. So, again, if that's of interest to you, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So if that's of interest, please do give me, or you can call me personally at 216-691-1233 to schedule either a consultation or to learn more about your this workshop. And again, happy to call you back. Just give me your time zone, because if you're I'm in the Eastern time zone, so if you are in any, especially if you're in another country, I don't have a problem calling you back as long as you give me all your country codes and how to get a hold of you. So, okay, I really want to tell you about that, because It's a very exciting time to think about doing an Akashic Records workshop via a teleseminar, teleconference. So, okay, so let's talk a little bit. We were talking a little bit more before about loving yourself. Remember the basis? You know, we've got a brand new year coming up. And I think the other piece is one of the things that was coming forward in the records for me this morning was what we have to look at is the various dimensions of our life. And what that means is we have to look to see where our focus is. And we also have to be able to expand our focus to what we're curious about. Many times we get so such a laser focus on one thing that we don't expand our interests, and in expanding our interests, we learn more about ourselves, about life, about other people. So this year I'm going to take up painting. I'm very interested in doing some watercolor painting. I think it would be very calming. I know when my grandkids come over, I love doing that. So I'd like you to let me know what you like doing. I love to hear from you folks too. So let's talk a little bit about loving yourself and why loving yourself is an important piece. Okay, everybody knows. Oh yeah, of course, loving myself would be better, and loving my body would be better. Of course it would. But the idea here is that when you start to really explore what love is, we really want to take a look at not only what love is to ourselves, but what love is as far as for other people. There's a comment that Gay Hendricks made, and the comment is, when we seek love without bathing ourselves in it from within, we will never be satisfied with what we get. I want you to just think about that comment. Okay? I'll repeat it, okay? When we seek love without bathing ourselves in it from within, we will never be satisfied with what we get. And one of the reasons that's important is because we often seek love to remedy a lack of love for ourselves. So we seek it outside of ourselves. So we've got a new year coming up, and we have a new life coming up. We can create our life any way we want. You know, we can all do a new version of ourselves. We can upgrade our software for ourselves at any time. And so I want to give you some ideas of loving yourself. And these are things, I got to tell you something, folks, I work on this all the time. And it's not because, you know, we always have situations in our life that can maybe take us off the mark. And the more we work on it, the better we get at it, okay? So I want you just to imagine for a moment a time in your life where you felt extreme peace. I mean, it can be any time in your life. It could be a time, it could be as a child. It could be a time when you were walking in nature. It could be being shown a time where someone was laying on the grass, on a blanket or laying on a blanket and just staring up at the stars and just looking at the stars and how beautiful they are and how many there are of those stars. Think about, so just take a moment, close your eyes, and just imagine laying on the beautiful ground in the perfect temperature, the gentle breeze, and just keeping your eyes open in your meditation now, and taking a look at the stars. And notice how many there are, and how they're twinkling at you. And take a deep breath and imagine expanding your light, your heart light, to touch every one of those stars. And as you're looking at those stars, I want you to imagine yourself saying to each one of those twinkling lights, I love you. I love you. I love you. And notice how that feels. Notice the love that gets beamed back at you, that bathes you from within. Allow that light just to fill your entire body with peacefulness and light and love. There you go. This is the experience of loving yourself. It's that peacefulness, that light, the feeling of light. That's right. It's about allowing the light to fill your entire body. So part of loving yourself has to do with taking an actual experience like that and then moving into it on a regular basis many times during the day. And notice that when you were looking at the stars, in your mind's eye, you were holding no judgment. You were totally judgment-free. You were just looking at the stars, appreciating the light. It was just about sending light to the stars and allowing the light to come back to you. There was no judgment at all. And that's what loving yourself is. It's about moving in a way that allows you to be in a judgment-free zone within yourself. Now, I want to just make something clear here. Judgment-free zone does not mean not discerning what feels good and what doesn't feel good. A judgment-free zone within yourself means that you no longer have the self-talk that beats you up, that you no longer keep calling yourself stupid or saying, I should have done this and I should have done that and what's wrong with me here. And it's not about having that kind of self-talk patter. It's about taking a look at your life and taking a look at your choices in a detached manner that allows you to become objective and move into the observer. What's very important in loving yourself has to do with really becoming the observer of what works and what doesn't without being or allowing the emotional charge. So just think about that one. What would it be like to look at your life from a place of discernment without beating yourself up? you know, we all make choices that are positive choices, negative choices, or choices that are, you know, that could have been better. But it doesn't mean you have to live forever beating yourself up because you quote unquote think you missed an opportunity. You know, free will choice is an interesting thing. Free will choice says that this is, I might have missed that one, but there's always another one coming. I always believe that. I believe that, and this is a Donna comment, I believe that you may have missed one bus, there's always another bus coming. Even if it's the last bus of the day, there's always one in the morning. And if you take a look at your life, you'll notice that you've always been taken care of, one way or another. If you're listening to this program, and you have the ability to listen to this program via your computer, you have been taken care of in one way or another in every area of your life. Even if you've experienced some time on the street, you were still taken care of in one way or another. My husband used to love to talk to homeless guys when we used to visit California. One of the reasons he loved to talk to the guys is because he felt that they were all interesting and they all had a story. And not only do they all have a story, but they all needed somebody to share it with. And so he would sit in, like, there's a place in Santa Monica that's right, that overlooks the ocean. And it's an ocean boulevard, actually. It's like a long park. And it's beautiful. I mean, there's palm trees and there's different benches. And one of my fondest memories is my husband learning to eat the dates off the ground and which dates were right. This homeless guy was showing him which dates he should eat and which ones he shouldn't eat. It was rather interesting. I was a little horrified at the time because, you know, when you're eating dates off the ground, you just don't know what was going on with those dates as you're eating them. But be that as it may, you know, he just felt that this was important to talk to this man because the man needed to be heard. And he was a writer, and he wanted to write stories if the person gave him permission. He always wanted to have the permission of the person. That was important for him. So I think that's just a kind of interesting thing, is that everybody has a story, and everybody needs to be heard. So that includes you. So one of the things that's coming forward now is one of the ways that it would be very important as an exercise for you to in your journey and in learning to love yourself is to start to write your story. Begin to write your story so that you can get any anger out of your body, you can get any frustration out of your body, and you can move into a place of discernment and objectivity by engaging the observer. And again, you're not going to write the story in one night. But it's important, if you're holding on to negativity, to get that negativity out of your body and to start writing it down. Get rid of that anger. Start journaling. You don't have to show it to anybody. Just start getting it out of your body and start writing your story. And then take a look at the patterns that you can see that you have created over your life. Take a look at that. We all have patterns that we keep repeating. I mean, there's a reason for that statement. If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got. But the only way that you can really recognize that is to really become objective on your patterns. So really take a look at, I mean, start writing. I mean, whatever your memories are, clearly if you have children, they might want to hear your story. Or your grandkids might want to hear your story. Or maybe no one, or you don't want anyone to hear your story. But you have to hear your story. The reason you, is because in your mind you keep running different parts of the story that may or may not be true. You keep running the parts of the story that keep you stuck because of the anger or the feelings of abuse, those stories keep running in your mind, and the more you run them, the worse they get. So it's time to take control of those stories, write them down, engage the observer, so that you can become more clear. Now, one of the nice things about working with the records is that when you write your story, you can actually write your story while you're in your own personal Akashic records. And you can ask for objectivity and ways to neutralize the parts that need to be neutralized. So that you can actually engage the observer in a very interesting way. So, you know, we've got a new year coming up. Thursday, the last day of 2009. Gosh, this year has just gone by so fast. So I want to talk a moment about this teleconference for the Akashic Records. I'm going to kind of switch. And again, if you'd like to call in and ask any question you want tonight, you can go ahead and do that at 415-762-1161. So why would you want to take an Akashic Record workshop? Well, number one, you want to take an Akashic Record workshop because it gives you the information about how to use the energy of the Akasha in every area of your life. And one of the important pieces about that is that when you're able to access that Akashic Record field of information, you can broaden your own personal creativity. So if you're a writer, you can expand your writing. You can help writer's block. You can move into a deeper knowing, a deeper understanding of your life story, for example. So in your writing of your life story, if you know how to open up your own personal Akashic Records, you can get a greater insight as to why your soul decided, or what was the soul's intention of bringing certain things into your life. What was the underlying core issue and the lesson that your soul wanted to experience by bringing certain people, experiences, locations, relationships? You know, all the things that we have in our life, we have for a reason and purpose. And by working with the Akashic Records, it gives you greater insight as to the here and now of the why. Now, I want to make very, very clear that we don't consider ourselves psychics, and this is not about going into the future of the Akashic Records. Now, I want to make something clear too. There's a belief out there that everything is written in the Akashic Records, past, present, future, there is no time. That's true. However, because there are multiple dimensions of experience, and because on this particular planet you're living in free will choice, you have the opportunity to experience by free will choice the multiple dimensions of what's possible based on your soul's intention of experience. So what that means is that although everything is written in the records, you have the ability to literally shift and go from one outcome to another. It's like the ultimate game of Clue, except nobody's getting killed. So there's different endings that you can understand based on the choices that you have. And it's not about going into the future, it's about getting more insight into the now. Because when you get more insight into the now, you can create the choices or make the choices that create the future that you want to bring forward. So knowing how to access your Akashic Records puts you in the driver's seat in a whole new way. It's a whole new way of understanding how to zig and zag in this game called life. And so, again, what you learn in the workshop is how to access your records through the sacred prayer. You learn how to use the area the energy in every area of your life. So, for example, how to heal relationships, how to be a better parent, how to be a better boss, how to be a better employee, how to better support your spouse or your children or your any kind of relatives or friends. It's not about opening their records without permission. We don't do that. But you can ask how you can best serve them. And this is all in a level one class, first level. So it's a lot of discussion. It's a lot of personal questions that are answered about how to work it. You do a lot of in and out of the records so you know how to feel it. A lot of experimenting with what's possible in the records. And so this is something that I think that you get a lot out of if this is something you want to do, and especially if you're in other countries. Remember that there are only about 30 Akashic Record teachers from Akashic Record Consultants International. And right now, the only countries that we have teachers in are in Uruguay and Argentina. So if you're in Norway or in Indonesia or in Dubai or in Scotland or France and you speak English or anywhere in the world, as long as you can call into this teleconference line, we can do this. You can learn how to access your records. So again, if this is of interest to you, I want you to give me a call at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will email you information about this upcoming workshop for the teleconference. But you have to make sure to put down that you're interested in the teleconference workshop, okay? That might be helpful to you. Is it the same as being in a room? Oh, no, of course not. But it's all very powerful. And it does help those who are, like I said, unable to travel to be able to experience it. So I would love to be able to have you as a part of that. Okay, the other thing is, other things that are coming up this year, we're going to be doing prosperity workshop. We're going to be doing a business coaching workshop, entrepreneurs type thing. So we have a lot of things coming up. We're going to do one on sexuality. I have no idea what that's going to say, but that's what the records are saying. Sexuality really has a lot to do with relationships and how sexuality and intimacy work within a relationship and communication. So we're going to be doing that this year. Lots of new things coming in, and I'm real excited about it. So also, you know, within the Akashic Records, we can do workshops on just about anything that you are interested in, and you don't have to actually know how to open your own Akashic Records. We can actually create a workshop from the records for people who have not yet learned how to access their Akashic Records. So that's open to you as well. So think about it. Think about what you would like to learn about, and we can create that for you. And, you know, I travel. I travel wherever I'm called, and so I'm available for you for lectures and workshops. And if you have a group and you think that that would be good for you, I travel all over the country and all over the world, so we can work it all out, whether it's teleconference or me coming to you, or, gosh, there's so many different options. You come to me, we'll get this done. We're a team here, right? That's why you're listening to this program, because you want to know more about the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so we all have a plan. And some of us know a little bit more about what our plan is than others. And so if you're searching for your plan, this is not about being told what to do. It's about learning about what your options are. And that's what's important. What are your options? Who are you? Why are you here? What's your soul's intention? And it's not about purpose. You know, we all have so many different purposes in life. It's not just one purpose, because we have many themes that go along with our purpose. Many themes. And so we don't want to get locked into one thing, but we have many themes. So for this week, I would just like you to take a moment and write your story. Realize that the way you feel about yourself is what you project upon the world. Think about that. The way you feel about yourself is what you project upon the world. And if you think about the fact that we're all one and that we are the universe, we are part of the universe, opening up yourself to your beliefs and getting more clear on your beliefs is also opening yourself up to feel more love for yourself and to neutralize the beliefs that no longer serve you. Okay, I'm just going to say it one more time before, because I'm hearing people say, what did she say? The way I feel about myself, I project upon the world. And whenever we see other than love, our vision is clouded by a belief. So if we're seeing something and we're not feeling or seeing love, there's a belief in there that's clouding it. And you have to also remember that all the reasons you have been giving yourself for not being worthy of unconditional love are all beliefs that you have intentionally accepted. They're beliefs that came from somewhere, and you have intentionally accepted them. And, you know, the closets of your mind are just filled with these reasons. And so by writing your story and writing down the voices of who helped you create your story can help you understand a lot about your patterns. So hopefully the next few Sundays, the next few weeks before the end, you know, sometime in January, I'm going to have Wes Hamilton back on for numerology. Remember, January 17th, Ellen Lieberman on the dynamic principles of manifestation is brought forward from, it's the principles of dynamic manifestation as brought forward by the Akashic Records. January 17th, same time, same station here on BBS Radio. And if you're interested in teleconference, let me know. If you're interested in coming to Cleveland for an Akashic Record workshop at the end of January, let me know about that too. Okay. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being there. You guys, you know, it's a pleasure to receive your emails of support. It's a pleasure to receive your questions, both on the phone or in an email. And, you know, it's great to hear your comments. So I welcome it all in any way, shape, or form. So please keep them coming. So right now, I'm going to close the show. We are now at time. So I want to say thank you again for listening. And I want you to have a merry, merry, happy new year. And if you're in the Cleveland area and would like to have a metaphysical new year with us, please give me a call at 216-691-1233. All right, my friends, we're going to close the rest of the show. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, of ABS Radio today on December 27th, 2009, by saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. The records of the show are closed. Amen. Have a happy new year. I'll see you next year. And be good to yourself. You deserve every ounce and moment of it. I love you all. Bye-bye.